A mysterious death in the heart of Harlem. Could it be more than it seems? Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Brianne.
So, Brianne, you won't believe what happened to me today. I was, like, almost convinced I saw a ghost in my attic.
Oh, really? Or maybe it was just some old dust playing tricks on you.
Could be. But, you know, isn't that bananas? Anyway, welcome to The Veil, Unsolved and Unbelievable. Today, we're diving into the mysterious death of Melvin Earl Combs. Brianne, have you heard of this one?
I have, and I'm already skeptical, but hey, hit me with it.
All right, so check this out. Sean Combs, aka Diddy, has had a pretty fascinating life, right? But it all started with a tragedy. His father, Melvin Earl Combs, was killed in 1972 when Sean was just 2 years old. Melvin's death occurred in Harlem, a place buzzing with culture and, unfortunately, danger during that era. The official report says it was due to his dangerous lifestyle, but there's so much more to it than that.
Right, but wasn't Harlem also like a hotspot for organized crime back then? Makes you wonder about the connections.
Exactly. Some believe Melvin was involved with organized crime, and his death might have been a targeted hit. Like, there are whispers about deals gone wrong and shadowy figures pulling strings.
Okay, but let's not jump to conclusions. It could also be that Melvin was just a victim of the environment he was in, you know. No conspiracy needed.
True, but the intrigue is in how these stories have captivated imaginations, especially given Sean Combs' rise to fame. Some even suggest his father's connections might have paved the way for Sean's success.
Or maybe Sean's success is just a result of his own hard work and drive, a way to transcend the tragedy. I mean, look at all he's accomplished.
Absolutely. But the mysteries remain, like ghosts haunting history. It's what keeps us questioning and exploring.
And it makes you think about how these unresolved mysteries shape our perception of legacy and history.
Totally. If you're interested in this era, check out a documentary on the 1970s Harlem scene. It's packed with context. So, Brianne, what are your plans after this? Ghost hunting with me, perhaps?
Ah, not a chance. I'm going to curl up with a book. But hey, thanks for the invite.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. Keep questioning the world around you.